Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Does this feel like more than just a regular season game? Because the players are definitely sounding that way. Tomlin made it sound that way when he was talking about, you know, the Ambassador Rooney and the lifelong dream of him and the family to have a regular season game played over there and for it to be the first game ever played in Ireland, regular season game, because the Steelers have played exhibitions over there. But for the first real game to take place there, the Steelers are in it. And I've said for months, I really, truly believe this. And people outside listening right now who are maybe fighting the same traffic I did that are in ornery mood might disagree with this to some extent. I really think it's the game the Steelers want to win this year. I think if they win this game in Ireland, I think Art and I think probably his son Dan would rank this as one of the best Steelers wins ever. Just because of the unique set of circumstances here.
How much do sentimental wins count versus like the ones that maybe win you something tangible in terms of the standings, like separating those two? Because, I mean, it's very much a sentiment win.
No doubt. I mean, would you not say, even though it didn't?
Let me ask you this. Actually, I have a way to talk about two games that both had stakes, but one had, I think, a much more sentimental storyline.
Right.
What Super Bowl is more meaningful to a lot of Steelers fans, 40 or 43? One is Jerome's last ride in his hometown, and the other one is admittedly an all-time great fourth quarter and ending.
Yeah, that's a tough one to choose from.
But that's what I'm trying to get to here.
I know what you're saying. Well, I'll just put it this way, to flip it on you, to answer a question with a question. If they had to rank all-time Steelers wins that they've been a part of, Art Rooney too, his owner, do you think winning in Ireland in his grandfather and father's old country against the Vikings would mean more than, I don't know, when they beat the Dolphins in the wild card game in Pittsburgh back in 2016?
Would it mean more to me or would it mean more
to them?
To them?
To them, I'm talking about.
Pool.
A random wild card game that didn't end in a season. Where
do you know why it would mean more to win this one? Because when they won that wild card game back then, they probably had no idea as an organization that they would win another. They'd win one more and that was it.
So what I'm trying to explain to people is this situation where I think for the organization itself, this is likely to be the biggest game they play all year. But I don't think that's necessarily true for fans unless you're A, going to this game, or B, you're so into your own Irish pride, or you like revere the Rooney family so much that it means a lot to you as a fan that they as a family would get to celebrate a win in this situation. All wins are not created equally. They are in the standings, although that's not even true because of tiebreakers and the division games mean a lot more. But this just, the way that they could have taken if they wanted to. They could have said Mike Tomlin and Cam Hayward, this is just another game. This is a business trip. We're going to Ireland to win. Nothing different. But they are playing to the sentimental part of this and the emotional and like the win one for the Gipper aspect of this game. Like they're treating it like a personal Super Bowl, Chris.
Well, that also could be a motivational tactic right now just to make sure you get the absolute best out of a team because they probably know it's a pivotal game in a very tangible sense for this season. You win and you're 3-1. Even if there are people like me saying, man, how much have you really done? How good really are you? Which is a conversation we've had many years in recent times about the Steelers when they've
I mean, does them winning
start.
A game in Ireland mean anything to you?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No. I mean, I think it's cool that they're playing there and I'm trying to like put myself in, let's say Danny, you know, younger Dan Rooney's shoes, Danny Rooney's shoes. He's a couple years younger than me. Like, I imagine that has a lot of, like, sentimental value to him, even maybe more than it does in a weird way.
I could see them crying. I think if they win, yeah. Tomlin gives Art Rooney a game ball afterwards in a locker room in Ireland, I think he'd cry. And he doesn't strike me as he's a pretty stoic guy, but he's going to think about his dad and his grandfather and their roots over there.
I think the thing that would be telling is how much you could decipher it meant to, like, it means to Mike. Like, because, you know, Dan Rooney's the guy who hires him, who gives him his big break, who backs him. He has and runs the franchise at that point and sets the culture that makes it so that Mike Tomlin has probably the safest job in professional sports.
Yep.
I'd love to know how much Mike, like, this means to him.
I would say
of the family
a ton.
Members.
I would say an absolute ton. Everybody wants to make their bosses happy. He knows how much this game means to his boss. Bosses.
But I think I think when he thinks about Dan Rooney, it's probably Dan Rooney. It's more, but it's more than I want to do this for my late boss. I bet you he doesn't think of him as a boss so much as
a friend or a mentor,
almost like a family, like an elder
sure.
family member.
Absolutely.
So I would love to know that part of it. And you know what? Not that you'll be able to tell on game day. Like, they're not going to, like, you know, hide stuff like a team would in college football against an FCS team or empty the playbook.
Yes.
But I think
they will.
Well, I do think you'll get a sense for how Mike coaches the game if he feels like it's the most important win to get of the season, right?
Right.
Like, in the Super Bowl, hypothetically, would be that for any other team or a playoff game where it's single limb.
Yep.
Then I think you'd see him coach ultra aggressively, like, here to try to win the game at all costs.
Like, if you think about their last trip there, they lollygagged. They were sleepwalking. They lost to Minnesota in London.
It was a very desultory effort.
Yes. And they were 0-3, and they were desperate, and they still looked like they were sleep-deprived and lethargic and all those things. And that's where all the questions this week about the timing of going over there have come back into play, because even though it's 12 years later, Steelers fans have long memories and remember that. Because of what we're talking about here, the emotional tie-in to this game being played there, it is very difficult for me to picture them coming out of this game flat. Right? I mean,
so I think you're going to get, like, the rare Mike Tomlin Steelers team comes out flying in the first
quarter.
Don't
you think? I mean, it's rumored. I think this is, I don't know if this is rumored or reporting, if someone has actually printed this, but at least it's been rumored that Art talked to the team this week about how important this game is to his family. When else does he do that?
Would you
Did he go in before
killed?
The Baltimore game and say, all right, guys, you know, we haven't won a playoff game since 2000. Like, I can't.
You think I would kill to have been a fly on the wall if that actually happened?
Like, I don't think it was a fire and brimstone speech so much. I don't think he's capable of that. But he let the players know that this win, this game means, like, everything to him.
Well, I guess you'd find out by their performance how much reverence they hold him in. Or how, like, if he's viewed even close to the same way his father was viewed, you get that if that speech happened,
yeah.
And they come out flat as a pancake, doesn't really reflect well on how much, like, he would be, how his view is, or the team views him, I should say. I think they're probably going to come out and treat this like certainly the biggest regular season game in years. I expect them to coach a little more aggressively as a result. And, yeah, I think you wouldn't even have to give Art truth serum for him to say, I would rather win this game over any of the other 17 or 16 games on the schedule.
Yeah.
And depending on who the playoff game would be against, if they won a wild card game, I think if they beat, like, a really good team, he'd take that. But if they beat a haggard, beleaguered, injured, I don't know, the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
the Colts or somebody has like a stunning season and then they get hurt late in the year. Mm-hmm. Jones is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some sort of team where you're like, there's a caveat here. I think he would take this over that.
I think that it doesn't divide Steelers fans like in a derisive kind of negative way, but I definitely think that it separates the backgrounds of Steelers fans incredibly.
Well, I think it's a referendum on how much the Rooneys still hold sway too, because I think Art has been a popular and understandable target of a lot of derision lately.
Well, I'm talking more about, yes, that's, but people get nostalgic about Dan and thinking about like him looking down, like Tomlin said, on them winning the game. And also, like, you have definitely run in these circles. You know what I'm talking about. Like, you've been to bars around St. Patrick's Day in Pittsburgh, and you know how people like to play up their Irish heritage and Irish background. There will absolutely be people throughout Pittsburgh who are dressed head to toe in green with some kind of Pittsburgh or Steelers paraphernalia on there too, who will like, kiss a Blarney stone or like rub their shamrock tattoo or something like that before the game and treat this like it is some kind of all important game.
I know there are
those people definitely exist.
There are people who have the black and gold clover with DMR tattooed on their bodies in this town. There's no doubt.
I think our friend Big Ed does.
Yeah, I think he's
Ed Vega, who has two signature tattoos, that one and then the PM team tattoo.
Which is just a legendary maneuver by
that Big moved Ed. Him ahead of Jeff in South Park on our charts.
I always forget that Jeff is number two because Big Ed Vega surpassed him as the ultimate number one. Jeff saying if we could just work the PM team motif into a stormtrooper helmet, he would do it.
All right, Jason Mackey's over there. I feel like he's been there since Labor Day. And he's going to join us next. We'll see if we can.
He's actually at the citizenship office. He's going to be a dual citizen.
We're going to see if we can make it work technologically. Some reporting. Again, we've got Steelers insiders and media members in this town who have beaten the Steelers to Dublin, who are there before the Steelers even get there. Jason is one of them. He joins us next. And then Pomp is scheduled to join us at 3:15. That would be 8:15 Dublin time.
That's called pub time, my friend. Dude, have another Guinness.
And Donnie, don't you think Pomp's getting recognized up and down Dublin? Don't you think that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and he's shooting the finger guns. Hey, how you doing?
Who is he, Shooter McGavin?
Well, it's like when Pomp's going through the gym, he's probably wearing a nice polo. And he's getting like, hey, Bob Pompiani. Well, it's probably some like idiot like me who's out there with a Yinzer accent.
Well, I think Lisa went with him, so I think he's enjoying these couple of days.
It's 8:15 at night. He's still saying, top of the morning to you. He's working in all the Irish.
And that Guinness is good. We're going to talk about that. And your call is at 412-928-9370.
Somebody stole me, Lucky Charm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.